起来读出埃及记。
Let's read together from the book of Exodus.
我们今天要读第二章的十一节到第十五节。
Today we're going to read together from verse 11 to verse 15.
还是请弟兄姐妹用你习惯的语言来读。
I want to invite brother and sister to read the Bible in their own language.
一、二、三。
Start. Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and looked at the birdhouse. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that way. And when he saw a man, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out the second day, he called to Hebrew the fighter. He said to the one who did the wrong, why are you striking your companion? And he said, who made you a prince and a judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? So Moses feared and said to him, surely you think this not? When Pharaoh heard this matter, he sought to kill Moses, but Moses fled from him.
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's bow hands in the prayer.
天父，我们晚上可以睡觉，早上可以起来。
Heavenly Father, though we can sleep at night and get up in the morning,
这已经就是你莫大的恩典。
That is your great grace towards us.
我们更可以有安静的时间。
That we also can spend a quiet time.
我们可以来到你的脚前
and come before thy feet.
我们可以借着诗歌
even through the singing of hymns,
借着祷告
through our prayers,
借着听你的话
and listening to your words,
让我们里面的眼睛可以被打开
so that you open our eyes in the heart,
让我们能够看见你话语中的奥
so that we may see the mystery in your words,
能够体会你的心肠
That we may understand your heart's desire.
这是何等的福气。
What a great blessing that we have.
我们把早上这一点时间再一次仰望在你的手中。
Once again, we want to commit the time this morning into thy hand.
我们向你承认。
We want to acknowledge, Lord.
如果不是你来做。
If you do not do the work.
我们无论说什么。
No matter what we say.
我们无论做什么。
Whatever what we do.
不过是捕风捉影。
We're only just chasing after the wind.
我们感谢你。
We want to thank you, Lord.
你是一位乐意向我们启示你自己的神。
Because you are a God that are willing to reveal yourself to us.
但愿早晨你向我们启示你的自己。
We pray that this morning you will reveal thyself to us.
让我们被你吸引。
So that we may draw close to you.
我们可以快跑地跟随。
And running after you.
我们可以跟你一同进到幔内
that we may also enter into the veil with you,
享受你的情爱
that we may enjoy your love.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督宝贝的名
we pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们今天早上读的这段圣经
the portion of Bible that we read this morning,
在华人的传道人中间
among the Chinese preachers,
你很少听到有什么争论的
it's unlikely that you'll hear any contentions.
但是在早期的教父
but in the early days of the church history,
甚至于到约翰加尔文的那个时代
and even until the time of John Calvin,
对这段圣经是有很多的争论
and there was so much contention.
所以在我们今天去看这段经文之前
So today, before we together to study this portion of the Bible,
我想先简单的讲一下那个争论的来源
I want to simply tell you a bit of background of that contention.
我猜我们中间大部分的弟兄姐妹跟我一样
I believe that many brothers and sisters are like myself.
我们从信主以后
From the day we believe in the Lord,
我们就常常听到
we so often will listen to messages.
我们听到的道有一些真的是很无聊
And some of the messages you heard is really boring.
那是训练我们怎么可以睁着眼睛睡觉。
But it trained us out how to sleep while eyes open.
有一些道真的是摸着我们啊。
But yet that some messages really have grip onto our heart.
非常感动我们啊。
And really moved us.
但是呢
?But,
你如果回想你这一辈子听得到
,if you look back for all the messages that you have heard in your life,
超过 90% 你听得到。
Almost more than 90% of the messages that you have heard.
基本上分两大类。
You can probably, divide it into two categories.
第一大类就是告诉你什么要做什么不要做。
One category is telling you what you should do, what you must not do.
不要犯罪哦。不要爱世界哦。
Don't love the world.
不要体贴肉体啊。
And do not, give attention to your body. Last.
这个不要做。
Don't do this.
那个不要做。
Don't do that.
有的讲得更细节哦。
And some even go into more detail.
我可以抽烟。
Don't smoke.
我可以喝酒。
Don't drink.
我小的时候我最气的就是不可以看电视。
And when I was young, I really, not happy when they told me you cannot watch TV.
因为我们小的时候黑白电视刚刚才出来。
Because when I was young, that time was only the black and white TV.
谁家有电视啊？
And who are those that have TV now?
村子里面有一台那个黑白电视，我们全部小孩子都要挤在那里啊。
In the whole village, there's only just one black and white TV, and all the children all rush there to watch the TV.
你叫我不要看电视。
And yet you tell me you should not watch TV.
所有他叫我们不要做的事。
And all these things that told us not, we should not do them.
偏偏都是我心里面最想做的。
And it's all those things I really want to do from my heart.
然后这些传道人还要告诉我们你要做这个要爱主哦。
And even the preacher will tell you you must do this to love the Lord.
要奉献哦。
You need to make a sacrifice.
背十字架。
You need to take up your cross.
无论他讲要我做什么。
Doesn't matter what they ask me to do.
没有一样我想做。
All those things, I don't like to do any of it.
苦不苦啊?
Is it painful?
如果这个讲员很无聊,
if this preacher is very boring,
还好,
it's okay.
反正我没听到他讲什么。
Because I didn't pay attention to hear what he said.
但是如果这个讲员很厉害,
but if the preacher was really exciting,
哦,很有本领啊,
and he's really good,
啊，讲得你感动得流眼泪啊
！And through his message, he made me to in tears, turn into tears.
哇，好感动哦
！And my heart's really moved.
哦，是的，主耶稣，我一定要听你的话。
Yes, O Lord Jesus, I want to listen to you.
我把我一生都交在你的身上。
I want to consecrate my whole life to you.
我绝对不再乱发脾气了。
From now on, I will not get angry anymore.
我绝对不再说谎了。
I will never lie again.
啊，我绝对不会对我的儿女。大吼大叫了
And I will not just shouting at my children.
回家要不要三天
And after you went home, how long does it take? 3 days?
大概不用
Maybe less than 3 days.
一下子就跳起来了
And straight away you get angry.
原来我才明白啊
From then, I suddenly understand.
这些要做不要做的东西用一句话来形容它这叫做道德规范。
So all this instruction of do's and don'ts, if you summarize, it's just a bondage in morality.
道德规范从来不会改变一个人的生命。
But restrictions through moral deeds cannot change a person.
如果神写圣经是为着告诉我们要做什么不要做什么
If God given us the Bible, it's only just to instruct us in the do's and don'ts.
那神在圣经里面可以很简单的说
Then God can simply written in the Bible.
读一读孔子的书
Maybe you go and read the book written by Confucius.
读一读释迦牟尼的东西
Maybe you go and read those that are by the Buddhist. 够了。Then all of those tells you what to do.
再多的道德规范
and any instruction in moral deeds
不会改变我们的生命
cannot change our life.
那我听到的道还有第二类的。
But then I also listen to the second category of messages.
那更厉害。
And that's even powerful.
他不只是把圣经里面的这些人物的见证吧。
It not only tell you about the testimony of the characters in the Bible.
他会把他所看到的他自己经历到的见证。
But he also will share with you through his own experience and also through his own understanding.
很有情感的描述给我们听。
And they will describe it in such vividly before us.
很多年前我在东北的一个农村。
Many years ago when our brother in a village in the northern China.
有一群传道人跟我一起在一个小屋子里面。
There was a few preachers that gathered with me in a small room having fellowship.
其中有一位传道人就说
And one of the preacher among us said this
他说弟兄们啊
And brothers
人若不爱主胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女是不配做我的门徒的
If we do not love the Lord more than the love for our parents then we cannot be his disciples
他说像我
And like myself he said
我的太太刚刚生小孩
When my wife just given birth to a child
隔壁两个村子外面一个弟兄姐妹打电话来
And two villages away a brother and a sister call me
告诉我说他们实在需要我过去帮忙
And asking me to go there and help them
我就拿起我的圣经
And then I'll pick up my Bible
穿上我的大厚的军装雪衣
And then I put on my thick coat
就跟我的妻子说
And then I told my wife
我要出去服侍
I need to go and serve the Lord
我的妻子含着眼泪求我
And my wife was begging me in tears
不要走
Please don't go now
外面下着大雪
And outside was snowing heavily
我头也不回的就出门
But I did not turn back and just went out the door.
当他那天在分享的时候
And so that day when he was sharing his experience,
哇旁边一堆的弟兄都哭得不行了
And there's so other brothers in the midst of us, they're all in tears, full in tears.
这一类的分享
And this kind of sharing,
就跟我们听到人家讲亚伯拉罕把以撒献上去一样
It's the same as reading the Bible where Abraham offered Isaac.
基本上这一类的信息都是告诉我们要学雷锋。
And all these messages and an example that given to us is to learn of 雷锋 the character.
年轻人可能不知道雷锋是谁。
Many young people among us do not know this famous hero in China called 雷锋。
很多人都以为圣经神写圣经的目的就是你要效法谁你要效法谁你要效法谁。
Many people read the Bible and saw that God was asking us, you need to mimic someone, copy someone, and be like them.
一般常用的一个字叫 imitate.
And the one common word is called imitation.
这是圣经的字哦。
And that was also used in the Bible.
保罗说你们要效法我如同我效法基督哦。
And Paul said, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
但是所有在讲这些道的人都忘记了。
But all those people that are given this kind of message, they forgot one thing.
效法不是外面的模仿。
Because imitation is not just copying the outward behavior.
真正的效法是圣灵在我们里面内在的改变。
The real imitation is the work of the Holy Spirit within our heart to bring that transformation.
神写圣经不是叫我们外面去学谁。
God give us the Bible is not asking us to copy people's outward behaviors.
每个人跟我讲说我要学保罗，要学亚伯拉罕，要学摩西，哇，要学的人太多了。
And many people ask me, so, well, there's so many people that we need to learn from or to imitate from. There is Abraham, there's Moses, there's Paul. There's so many characters in the Bible that I need to imitate.
有人跟我说要学谁？
When someone tell me I need to imitate someone,
我就跟他讲，你先把你儿子杀了。
And I said, why don't you offer up your son first?
你杀完你的儿子再来跟我谈。
If you are able to offer up your own son, then you come to tell me this message.
主耶稣很清楚地告诉我。
And the Lord Jesus tells us very clearly.
所有的圣经。
In the whole Bible.
是为我做见证。
Is to be a testimony of the Lord Jesus.
我们读圣经。
And when we read the Bible,
你把它当道德规范读
if you just read it as some moral teaching,
越读你越累
and the more you read it, the more heavier you feel.
因为立志行善由得你
because the will to do good,
行出来由得你
yet I cannot, I'm able to do it.
不相信你回家试一试
If you don't believe me, go on and try it.
你跟自己说
You can tell yourself,
我从现在开始不要骄傲。
And、from now on, I will not be proud.
我绝对不要骄傲。
I'm no more proud.
我一定不要骄傲。
I will not going to be proud anymore.
你知道结果是什么
Do you know what the end result?
再找不到比你更骄傲的。
And then no one more proud than yourself.
因为你一直跟自己讲到一个地步，你以为你不骄傲。
And you keep preaching to yourself until you think that you're not proud anymore.
以至于有一天，就像我碰到的一个弟兄。
And like one day when I met one brother,
他说弟兄啊，我跟你说，我没有别的优点，我就是不骄傲。
And I said, oh brother, I told you, I have no other good character, but just I'm not proud.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
dear brothers and sisters,
圣经是为了见证基督的。
The Bible is to testify of the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经是让我们更多的认识这一位伟大的神。
And the Bible is to help us to know this Almighty God.
如果你读完一段圣经
And after you read a passage in the Bible
你看不见神
Yet you do not meet God
你看不见耶稣
You do not see Jesus
那就说明了你没读懂
And that means you do not understand the Bible
And 你可以讲很棒的道理啊
You can give a lot of teaching Good teachings
像我们今天所读的这段
And just like this portion we read this morning
We 从小听过很多很棒的讲员讲这段圣经。
I have, for my youth, I have listened to many great preachers preaching from passage.
给你几个例子吧。
I'll give you a few examples.
摩西这一辈子啊。
In the whole life of Moses.
120 年。
He had 120 years.
你可以分三个阶段。
You can divide it into three stages.
第一个40年。
First stage is 40 years.
摩西是我能。
And the first stage is that Moses saying, I can do it.
第二个四十年是摩西说我不能。
And the second 40 years, and Moses said, I cannot do it.
最后四十年是说神能。
And the last 40 years will tell us that God can.
好不好
Isn't that good?
哦好棒哦。
That's a very good outline.
还有人告诉我们
And someone also tells us
做对的事情
When you're doing something that is right
要把以色列的百姓从埃及拯救出来
You want to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt The children of Israel out of Egypt
但是千万要用对的方法
But you must use the right method
你怎么可以杀人呢
How can you useThe killing someone as the way.
有没有道理
Isn't that right?
超级有道理
It's very reasonable.
所以就要告诉我们你以后做什么事要想清楚哦要方法要对哦
So you're telling us that from now on, whatever you do, you need to make sure you're doing the right thing.
那还有比较属灵的
And that's also, those are more spiritual.
没有呼召的不是就是做对的事也是错的
And say, if God have not called you, then whatever you do, even is right, it's wrong.
凭血气杀人 神不喜欢。
Because if you by your own strength killing someone, God does not like.
浪费了四十年的光阴。
And because of that, Moses wasted 40 years.
所以弟兄姐妹一定要有呼召。
So brother and sister, you must, they are waiting for God's calling.
哎，这些我刚才讲的所有的道都是对的道。
And all these things that I was sharing with you, they're the right preaching.
是对的道理。
They all have a good reason, right reason.
但那不是神写圣经的目的。
But that is not the purpose of God giving us the Bible.
我说在教会历史上对这段圣经有争论。
I told you before that there was a big contention in church history about this passage.
最大的争论。
And one of the greatest contention.
就是摩西杀人算不算犯罪。
So when Moses killing this Egyptian, he committed the sin of murder.
华人的传道人中间我所看到的我可能我看到太有限。
Among the Chinese preachers, maybe it has limitations of what I have heard.
基本上都是众口一致认定错。
And I can say that all have agreement that killing this Egyptian was wrong.
但是很稀奇的我发现。
But there's something strange that I discover.
无论是特土良早期的教父。Turton.
Even the early church father called Turton.
宗教改革的加尔文。
And even in Reformation, Calvin, in Reformation.
他们都认为摩西这个杀人是对的。
And they all see that Moses killing the Egyptian was doing the right thing.
为什么是对的?
Why is it right?
从埃及的法律角度来看,
From the law of Egypt, we look at this way.
摩西是埃及的王子。
Moses was the prince of Egypt.
他又是埃及的大将军。
And he also was a great general in Egypt.
皇宫皇亲国族的一位。
And he was belonging to the royal family.
请问
I want to ask you the question.
他杀一个老百姓在当时的法律是有罪还是没有罪?
According to the law in those days, for him to kill just a citizen, a normal citizen, he committed sin. Break the law.
当然没有罪。
Of course, in those days, he have not done wrong.
谁敢违背皇族的意思?
Because who can rebel against the will of the royal?
更何况。
And even more.
在中东自古以来有一套的法律原则。
Among the Middle East, from the ancient time, there is this law among them.
叫做报复原则。
And it's called the law of revenge.
出埃及记21章23节到25节也把这一个原则记录了下来。
And even Exodus chapter 21 also tells us about this principle.
以命还命。
And that one life for another life.
以眼还眼。
One eye for another eye.
以牙还牙。
A tooth for tooth.
以手还手。
Even a hand for a hand.
以脚还脚。
A foot for a foot.
这个埃及人。
And for this Egyptian.
他去打那一个希伯来人的奴隶。
Because he was beating up the Israel slave, Hebrew slave.
请注意在原文里面。
And if we look at the original text.
这个打这个字。
Beating up this word for beating up.
跟第十二节摩西把埃及人打死那个字是同一个字。
Like the same word that used when Moses beating up the Egyptian. The same word.
换句话说。
And so if we put it in another word.
这一个埃及人是要把这一个希伯来人打死。
Well, this Egyptian was going to beaten this Hebrew slave to death.
摩西就可以用同样的方式报复他，把他打死。
And that Moses can use the same way to beat him up as a revenge to kill him.
早期的教父不只是 Tertullian, 包括 Aquinas.
And so in the early church father, not only Tertullian and Aquinas,
他们都一致地认为
and they all have this agreement.
假设摩西这一次的杀人是错的是错读了这段经。
So if you think that Moses killing the Egyptian is wrong, then you have read the Bible wrong.
当然有一些圣经学者是没有办法同意他们的。
Well, of course, there are many other Bible scholars does not agree with them.
他们提出的理由是什么呢？
And what is that reason for the objection?
就算摩西这样做不犯法。
Even though what Moses did not break the law,
但是他没必要杀人。
But he has no need to kill the Egyptian.
他一定有别的方法以他的身份来保护这个奴隶。
And so, because based on his position, he had many other ways to protect this slave.
他们认为摩西应该按照体制内的方式来解决这个问题。
They all think that Moses should operate within the framework of the law to deal with this matter.
The system.
不
可以用自己的拳头来解决问题。
So he must deal with it within the system and not using his own fist.
还有的人认为摩西错。
Also, other people think that Moses did wrong.
是他们认为摩西没有等到神在荆棘火焰中就向他显现。
Because Moses did not wait until God revealed himself to him through the burning bush.
他就要开始他的事工。
And he did not wait, but he already started his own work.
甚至于有人说
And even some would say this way,
十诫里面不可杀人。
In the Ten Commandments, say, you should not kill.
怎么说杀人就是错？
Why, when he kills someone, it's wrong.
我听到最离谱的解释。
But also heard some very strange explanation.
你看。
And look at it.
摩西犯了这个错误。
And Moses did something wrong.
神一定要在冰箱里给他放40年。
And so God will lock him up in the fridge for 40 years.
意思就是眼前所看到的现象就能够解释一件事情的对和错吗？
And so by looking at what had happened now and use that to explain the things later.
我之所以比较同意约翰加尔文的看法。
And the reason why I more agreement with John Calvin's explanation.
是我们的神对着他的仆人从来没有一次犯了罪不责备。
Because our God is righteous that when his servants have done something wrong, God will rebuke them.
没有一次神不责备的。
And it's not once that God will not rebuke them.
从旧约到新约
From the Old Testament to the New Testament.
不管这个人跟神的关系多好。
Doesn't matter this person how close he is with God.
大卫。
Look at David.
耶和华的朋友啊。
They call him as the friend of God.
合神心意的人呢。
And he's a man after God's own heart.
他不过是干了很多男人都会干的错事。
And what he did was many other male will do.
干什么圣经把他大惊小怪花那么多篇幅来讲呢
Then why does the Bible spending so many chapters describing this whole event?
还让先知去当面羞辱他
And even God sent a prophet to rebuke him directly. Why is that?
因为我们的神他是圣洁的神
Because our God, he is holy.
摩西不是完美的
We know Moses is not a perfect person.
摩西生命中有很多的缺点。
In his whole life, there are many bad points.
但是圣经清楚地记载了摩西犯了两个罪。
But the Bible clearly recorded two of the wrong things that Moses has done.
一个是没有给儿子行割礼。
And the first one was he did not circumcise his own child.
神责备。
And still God rebuked him.
另外一个是随便打石头。
And then the second one was when he struck the rock instead of speaking to him.
神不但责备他。
And God not only rebuked him,
还修理他。
And God even fixed him up. Disciplined him.
不让他进迦南
and did not disallow him to enter into Canaan.
如果这一次摩西是犯了杀人的罪
if this time Moses had offended or killing someone,
为什么整本圣经没有一节的圣经责备他呢
and why throughout the whole Bible God did not rebuke him his behavior at all?
唯一的合理的解释
And so there's only one reasonable explanation
是在耶和华的眼中这是对的事
In the eyes of God, what he did was right
这个不容易接受
It's very hard to take it in
对我都很难
Even myself, my heart accept it
因为我们从小听的跟这个不一样
Because from all the preaching that I've heard since our youth, it's very different to this
但如果你有这个背景
But you see that background context
你如果真的明白是这样的话
And you understand this is what it should be
你再来读这段圣经你读出来的东西跟你原来读的东西就完全不一样
Then now you come to read this passage in the Bible will be so different to what you used to read
我们非常可怜啊
And we are so pitiful
我们从小就被戴上一层又一层有颜色的眼镜
Because from youth, we have been putting on different colors of glasses, of shading of glasses. And from tradition.
我们就以为圣经就是这个意思。
And we thought that the Bibles mean this way.
我们很少花时间看圣经的本身。
But we rarely spend time to read into the truth of the Bible.
不只是看这一段经文的本身。
And not only just read into this passage, the context of this passage,
还要看上下文
and even to look at its background, the pre-context, the
outer context. 不只是要看 context,
not only just looking at the context,
还要看整本圣经的启示
and also look through the whole Bible's revelation.
我们才能够准确地体会神的心意在哪
Then we can accurately understand where God's heart is.
基督学房的学生常常会记得我讲的一句话。
Many people that attend the Christ Academy will remember that our brother has said this repeatedly.
你可以不懂希伯来文。
You may not understand Hebrew.
你可以不懂希腊文。
You may not understand Greek.
你不可以不懂上下文。
But you cannot not understand the context.
因为你一定读错。
If you don't understand the context, you'll read the Bible wrong.
我们现在来看这些圣经。
And now let's look at this Bible passage.
后来摩西长大。
And so later on, Moses grew up.
哦，这一个后来不简单了。
And this later times, it is not simple.
好长的时间啊。
Because this afterwards takes a long time span.
从第十节到第十一节不是一天两天啊
Because from verse 10 to verse 11 it is a few days.
几十年
It's about 40 years.
路加福音七章二十三节使徒行传七章二十三节路加告诉我们摩西那个时候大概四十岁
So in the Acts,And chapter 7, for the testimony of Stephen, it tells us at that time Moses was about 40 years old.
摩西长大。
So Moses had grown up.
他出去到他弟兄那。
And so he went out to see his brethren.
他长大。
He grown up.
他本来是在那个小方舟里面的小 baby.
He used to be that little baby in the ark.
如今他成了一个男人。
And he grew up to man.
他拥有埃及一切的智慧。
He have learned all the wisdom of Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
And he was mighty in deeds and in his words.
这是使徒行传七章二十二节告诉我。
And that's what we read from Acts chapter 7.
这样的一个人。
And such a person.
当他长大的时候。
And after he grew up.
他出去到他弟兄那里。
And he went out to see his brethren.
使徒行传七章二十三节替我们解释。
And so in the Acts chapter 7, verse 23 tells us,
他说他将到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列。
So now when he was 40 years old, he came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
注意
Let's pay attention.
如果他没有长大
If he didn't grow up,
他不会离开王宫
He will not depart from the palace.
他不会去看那一群的奴隶当做自己的弟兄
He will not go and visit those slaves and see them as his own brethren.
他长大
He grew up.
亲爱的弟兄姐
妹 Dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个好美的一句话。
This is a very beautiful word.
但是这句话也是今天神教会里面真正的大问题。
But this is also the biggest problem among God's church assemblies.
都不长大。
Because many does not grow up.
你告诉他不要爱世界。
He go and told them, do not love the world.
不要那么骄傲
And don't be proud.
不要犯罪
And don't sin.
他还是照样
And yet, he's still going in his own way.
不是刚刚信主的这样诶
It's not because someone newly believed in the Lord.
信主五十年
And they have believed in the Lord for 50 years.
在教会里面是有头有脸的人物啊
Even someone that is known in the church.
还是讲道的。
And even given messages.
你摸摸他的身。
And you just gonna have a check on his life.
就是一个小 baby 的身。
But yet he still have a childish life.
这才是大的悲剧。
And that is a great tragedy.
摩西定义心中起意这个起意哪里来的
And so when he said it came into his heart, how does this thought came into his heart?
他长大了生命成熟了
He has grown up, he become mature.
是谁给他这个意念
And who put this thought in his heart?
希伯来书十一章告诉我
And in the Hebrew chapter 11 it tells us
摩西因着信长大了就不肯称法老女儿之子
It says after Moses had grown up then by faith he would not want to be identified as Pharaoh's daughter, son
他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害也不愿意暂时享受最终之乐。
And children rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
你们有时间的时候自己读一读希伯来书十一章二十三节到二十七节。
If you have the time, you can read through Hebrew chapter 11 from verse 23 to 27.
你会惊讶地发现在希伯来书的作者心目中
You will surprised to discover that in the heart of the author of the book of Hebrews,
摩西是他们的民族里面的信仰英雄。
And Moses is a hero in the traditional belief.
A hero of faith.
A hero of faith.
他为着基督的缘故。
And for the sake of Christ.
为着对天坚定的盼望。
And because of that sure hope he had for heaven.
他愿意放弃一切世界上的荣华富贵。
Is willing to forsook all the glory of the world.
与神的百姓一同受苦。
And rather to suffer with people of God.
我不知道你读希伯来书读了这么多遍，你有没有问你自己？
I don't know, after you read the book of Hebrews so many times, have you ever questioned yourself this?
希伯来书的作者不知道摩西杀人吗？
Doesn't the author of Hebrews know that Moses killed someone?
为什么一个字都不提呢？
How come he did not mention any of that?
这个定义。
And so, this definition.
This might come to me. This idea.
This idea.
保罗告诉我。
It's what Paul told us.
我们立志都是神在我们里面做的工作。
Because to will is God's work working in us.
是神在摩西里面给了他一个奇妙的恩典。
Is God given in the heart of Moses this grace?
让他爱自己的弟兄。
So that he will love his own brethren.
他不把自己当作埃及的王子。
He will not see himself as the prince of Egypt.
他愿意与神的百姓认同。
He was rather willing to identify with God's people.
你如果去查一下犹太人早年的拉比对出埃及记的解释。
If you have the time, you can go and look at the writings of the Israel rabbis about the history of, Exodus.
他们一致地认为。
And they all have this agreement.
摩西是自愿的有份于希伯来人的苦难。
That Moses was determined in his heart to be part of the affliction of the children of Israel.
他的弟兄。
And called them his brethren.
你今天读这个他的弟兄你有什么感觉啊？
And today when you read about brethren, how do you feel?
你什么感觉？
You may feel nothing.
但是想一想。
But you think about it.
想一想。
Think about it.
奴隶啊。
They are slaves.
奴隶是什么意思？
What does it mean to be a slave?
你不是人类。
They will not even count as a human being.
你是可以拿去卖掉的。
Because you can sell them.
你是可以随便不高兴就把你宰掉的。
If you're not happy with them, you can kill them.
你跟一个牛是一样的。
Because they were the same price as a cow.
摩西呢？
What about Moses?
何等的尊贵。
And yet, he was so prestige.
何等的荣耀。
He was so glory.
有些拉比告诉我们，他就是现在我们留下来的金字塔中间的某一个金字塔的建造者。
And some rabbi told us that Moses was one of the builders of one of the, pyramids that we see today.
他厉害得不得了啊。
And he is so great.
有钱有权。
He has money, he has power.
奴隶。
But yet a slave.
我的弟兄。
And yet he wanted to stoop down and call them brethren.
我们今天叫弟兄叫得很随便。
And today we call each other brothers so casually.
特别是像我这个人脑筋又不好。
And like myself, not very bright.
常常看到一个人非常非常的熟悉的。
And when I saw someone that really, really familiar.
但忘记他叫什么名字了。
I cannot remember my brother's name.
所以我怎么办呢？
Then what should I do?
我就说弟兄啊你好。
And we say, patting him, say, oh, brother, how are you? So if I call you brother, then that means I forgot your name.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
So dear brothers and sisters, brother, do you know how special is this relationship? The same God, the same Father, and the same Holy Spirit, and the same baptism, and same life. Our relationship are so intimate.
有一些人要跟你真的叫你弟兄，你是心里不舒服的。
But when someone really come to call you a brethren, you may not feel at ease.
我去过一个城市。
I went to one city.
这个城市有一个弟兄。
And in the city there was this brethren, brother.
神呼召他。
And God have called him.
专门对乞丐传福音。
To share the gospel with beggars.
专门对那些无家可归的人传给你。
And to share the gospel with the homeless people.
你听他的见证，你真的是稀奇。
And when you listen to his testimony, you'll be so amazed.
他们可以一起躲在一个地方。
They can together hiding at one place.
把每个人要来的东西一起分享。
And they will share with one another all the things they have back on the street.
他给这些人传福音,
and so when he shared the gospel with these homeless people,
他把这些人带着信主,
and he lead them to believe in the Lord Jesus,
带他们读圣经,
and also lead them to read the Bible.
然后他们就问,
and these people ask him the question,
我们可以去聚会吗?
Can we also go to attend the meetings?
麻烦就来了,
and now trouble come.
他打电话问第一个教会的牧师,
and so he rang up the pastor of one local church.
不可以啊。
The pastor said, no, 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 you cannot lead homeless people here.
我们的弟兄看了会怕的。
Our brothers in the church were afraid of him.
第二个教会,
then he called a second church.
第三个教会,
a third church meeting.
那么大的城市,
and in such a huge city, he was not able to find one church to receive this group of people that were forsaken by society.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
如果你真的明白摩西肯放下他那么尊贵的地位与这么卑微的奴隶认同,
if you can understand that the willingness of Moses to let go of his prestige position to be identified with his lowly slave, then you start to understand what the glory that Jesus have left behind in heaven. From the glorious throne to come to this earth. This world is full of sin and disgrace. And he called us sinners his brethren. What kind of love is that?
这是什么样的舍己?
That's how he denied himself.
你在这里看到摩西，就好像看到主一样。So
here, when you look at Moses, you can see the shadow of Jesus.
摩西出去，and
Moses went out.
这个希伯来的动词，and
this word in the original text of Hebrew,
就是后来被用来描写。
And the same word that is used later on to describe the book of Exodus, this Exodus is the same way, the same word as went out. So before the children of Israel left Egypt, and Moses needs to leave Egypt first. So before we leave this world,
我们的主要先离开。
our Lord has departed from His glory.
不但先离开他的荣耀，
and not only left behind His glory.
有一天他要先我们回到荣耀。
And one day He will also return to glory before us.
当摩西决定踏出皇宫的那一步，
and the day when Moses make his mind to depart from the palace.
他已经改变了他一生的方向。
And he totally changed the direction of his life.
等他出去以后，他在那里观看他们的苦役。二章十一节说的。
And so in chapter 2, Exodus said that when Moses went out and to see their suffering and sorrow.
注意这个看这个字。
And pay attention to this work of seeing.
不是指的说看见了。
It's not just the outward seeing of something, looking at something.
那个字的意思是带着情感的在看。
And that word really means he was looking intently and heartfelt.
这种的看是会逼着你要参与其中的。
And as looking at it, it makes you want to participate, be part of it.
用我们现在容易听懂的话。
And maybe use some words that are easy for us to understand today.
要有 passion 的。要带着怜悯的心态。
We need to look at it with compassion.
这个看。
And so this scene.
在圣经中最好的一个例子。
And there's a good example in the Bible.
是夏甲的故事。
And it's the story about Hagar.
当她担心她的儿子快要死的时候，
And when she was worrying about her son is going to die of thirst,
她哭着说，
And she cried and asked,
我不能眼睁睁地看着孩子去死。
I cannot see with my own eyes see my child die. The same word used there.
摩西不能眼睁睁地看着他的弟兄受苦。
Moses cannot just looking at his brother suffering.
这一次的看。
And so because of this look,
希伯来人的苦难成了他的苦难。
So the suffering of the Hebrews becomes his personal suffering.
你跟我很难理解希伯来人那种的痛苦。
And you and me today, it's very difficult for us to understand the sorrow and suffering of the Hebrew in those days.
摩西从小
Moses from his youth,
他所受的一切的教育
and through all his learning and study,
一切的文化所教他的
and what the culture andknowledge have taught him.
就是对奴隶有那种彻底的藐视，没有半点的尊严。
And his words is looking down at the slave and not respect them at all.
他怎么会对这样的人群有这么深的同情？
Now, how can he have such great compassion towards this type of slave?
摩西因为长大了。
Because Moses have grown up.
所以他不再享受最终之乐。
And so he was not willing to enjoy the pleasures of sin.
他愿意与神的百姓一同受苦。
But rather choose to suffer the affliction with God's people.
亲爱的弟兄们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主。
Our Lord.
他愿意放下一切的享受。
He willing to let go of all his enjoyment.
不只是愿意来称呼我们这些最低最低的罪人做弟兄。
No. Only he's willing to call us the most lowly sinners as his brethren.
他要亲身来经历我们的苦难。
But he was willing to personally to experience our suffering and affliction.
我不知道你这一辈子经过多少真正的痛苦。
I don't know, in your whole life, have you ever been to real suffering?
但是我可以告诉你。
But I can tell this one thing.
每一个神的孩子。
And every child of God,
在你最黑暗、最痛苦的时候
，in the most darkest moment and most sorrow time，
不是只有你一个人在受苦。
Is you are not suffering alone.
耶稣与你一同受苦。
The Lord Jesus is there with you, suffering with you.
他不是必须的。
It's not necessary for him to do so.
他是自愿。
But he was willing by himself.
因为他爱。
Because he loved you.
他放弃了他的地位。
He let go of his high position.
他放弃了他一切的享乐。
He let go of all his pleasure.
他放弃了他所有拥有的财富。
He let go of all the riches that he may possess.
所有这个世界可以给他的他都可以放弃。
And everything that this world can offer him is willing to let it go.
他要与他的百姓同受羞辱。
And he was willing chosen to suffer and be ashamed with the God's people.
希伯来书11章26节告诉我们
And so in the book of Hebrews 11:26 tells us
摩西是为基督的缘故受了羞辱
So Moses was suffering for Christ's sake
当你读懂了这个概念
And nowWhen you understand of this meaning,
你在想到希伯来书里面说耶稣称我们为弟兄并不羞耻。
And then you read in the book of Hebrew that Jesus was not ashamed to call us his brethren.
你就会更深的体会这是什么样的恩典。
And then you have a deeper understanding of what does it mean.
你跟我可以讲神永远的旨意。
And you and me can really preach about God's eternal purpose.
你跟我可以讲很多属灵所谓的高啊，很高的道理啊。
You may be able to preach a very deep things, spiritual things.
江弟兄103岁的时候
When Brother Stephen Cohn is 103 years old,
他来我们中间分享信息。
And when he came into the midst of us to share his message,
我跟他一起吃饭的时候
and I was having a meal with him,
我问他
and asked him the question,
我说我发现你这几年所分享的信息
I discovered that in this few years in your sharing,
越来越回到最基本的东西
and the more you are going back to the basics,
他说了一句话
And he only said this one thing.
他说高调是没有用
When you're preaching high, it's have no use.
摩西出去
Moses went out.
看到那个埃及人在要打死那个希伯来的奴隶
He saw that the Egyptian was going to beatHebrew slave to death.
蛮多人解释这句话。
And many people explain this verse this way.
说摩西就左边看看右边看看。
I say Moses looking this way and then looking that way.
看看有没有别人看见。
If he's looking, if there's any people around that can see him.
如果没有人看见赶快给他打死。
Because no one's watching, so he quickly go and kill the Egyptian.
为什么要左看看右看看呢
Why does Moses need to look at the left and look at the right?
因为摩西知道是错的吗
Because Moses knows that what he's going to do is wrong.
这些人大概没有读过以赛亚书59章16节。
And these people explain it this way because they never read Isaiah 59.
他见。无人拯救，无人代求，甚为讶异。
Because he saw that there was no one there willing to help, and no one there willing to deliver, so he was pressed in his heart.
所以就用自己的膀臂施行拯救。
So he stretched forth his arm to deliver them.
这里描写的就是预表弥赛亚的摩西。
And what is being described here is Moses, which is a shadow of Messiah.
当他看观看的时候
，When he was looking,
他盼望有其他的希伯来人可以起来保护自己的弟兄。
He was looking if there is any other Hebrew brethren willing to rise up and to protect his own brother. But there was none willing.
一个都没有。
Not even one.
连出来求情的也没有。
And no one even came out to beg.
所以他要动手。
And that's why he had acted himself.
第二天摩西出去看到两个希伯来人打架。
And so the second day when Moses went out and saw two Hebrew was fighting.
他就说你为什么要打你希伯来的同胞呢?
Then he asked one of the Hebrews, why are you doing this wrong to your brother?
那个希伯来人没有说对不起对不起我不应该我错了。
And that Hebrew didn't say, oh sorry, sorry, I shouldn't have done it.
那个人说什么?
What did he say?
你算老几。
And who are you?
你有什么权柄?
And what power do you have? Authority do you have?
你想杀我好像你昨天杀了别人一样吗?
Are you going to kill me just like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters,
这么短的一段话。
And in a such short passage,
是何等强烈的让我们看到以色列的百姓何等的需要被拯救。
When, to help us understand the children of Israel in such a condition that they must be saved, delivered.
他们不只是要被拯救离开埃及的奴隶。
They are not only slaves that need to be delivered from Egypt.
他们需要被拯救脱离他们中间的彼此的冷漠、彼此的仇恨、彼此的暴力。
But they also need to be delivered, saved from that.Bitterness towards one another and cold-hearted to one another.
他们不只是外面的环境需要被拯救。
And not only they need to be delivered from the outward situation,
他们里面的人更需要。
But their inward heart needs even greater salvation.
摩西在劝他的这句话所看出来的是什么?
And so when Moses was speaking to this person, what did he see?
摩西是一个 peacemaker.
Because Moses was to be a peacemaker.
他是要叫人和睦的。
He's want them to be at peace with one another.
我们是弟兄。
Because we are brethren.
我们怎么可以彼此对着干呢?
How can we just fighting one another?
我因为在美国待了40多年。
Our brother spent more than 40 years in America.
所以有很多弟兄姐妹认识我。
And many brothers and sisters know about our brother.
等他们教会啊，牧师啊，长老啊，执事啊，干。
And so in their own local assembly, where the deacons, the elders, and they have inward fighting with one another.
有一个教会他们没有长老也没有牧师。
And so there's one assembly that have no elders and no deacons.
他们只有一群不负责的负责弟兄。
And so there's only just a bunch of responsible brothers that do not take on any responsibility.
然后他们砰打起来。
But they were there fighting with one another.
然后说刘弟兄有没有空过来跟我们谈一谈。
And so they were asking me, say, Brother Peter, did you have time? Please come and help us. Well, what can I discuss with them? There's nothing to discuss.
我发现要劝一对要离婚的夫妇不离婚。
I find that even counsel a couple that was on the verge of, separation, of divorce.
比要劝教会的弟兄和睦还难。
It's even easier to try to reconcile our brothers in the church fighting one another.
摩西发现他干不了。
So Moses discovered that he was not able to do it by himself.
以色列人他们的历史
In the history of Israel,
他们就是反叛他们的领袖。
They will always rebel against their leader.
摩西经过了这件事。
And after Moses been through this event,
摩西的听到的。
And because Moses heard his words spoken to
him. 你以为你是埃及王子吗？
Who made you a prince?
你以为你有权利来管我们希伯来人的事吗？
Do you have the authority to deal with the matters for the Hebrews?
这就是想到主耶稣在地上。
Did you also remember that when Jesus was on the earth,
宗教领袖问他，
and the religious leaders also asked him,
谁给你权利？
Who gave you the authority.
十五节告诉我们，
In verse 12 tells us, 15,
法老听见这事就想杀摩西。
So when Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses.
原文是说，但摩西就躲避法老的面，逃亡。
And the original text was saying, But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian. It's right.
法老听说摩西干了这个事。
Pharaoh have heard that Moses did this thing.
法老懂得这件事情背后的意义。
Because Pharaoh understand the consequence of this matter.
摩西是要站在希伯来人那一面跟他作对的。
Because Moses is going to stand with the Hebrews to fight against him.
注意了，圣经里说，法老就说，派兵，现在去抓摩西。
Because Pharaoh didn't say, send the army to arrest Moses.
为什么？
Why not?
摩西也不是好惹的人。
Because Moses is not easy to deal with.
你要动他要花点脑筋的。
If you want to deal with him, you need to think about
it. 他只是想杀他。
And Pharaoh only sought to kill Moses.
那摩西逃什么呢？
If Pharaoh only sought to kill him, why does Moses need to run away?
摩西要逃避法老。
But Moses was fleeing from the face of Pharaoh.
他不是逃法老的追杀。
He is not fleeing from the pursuit of Pharaoh.
因为他不愿意跟法老再有任何的关系。
It's because Moses doesn't want to have anything to do with Pharaoh anymore.
所以他离开。
That's why he decided to leave.
多少的传道人告诉我们他怕死所以逃走了。
And many preachers tell us,Moses afraid of being killed, that's why he ran away.
但是你读使徒行传，
But if you read the Acts,
你读希伯来书，
And you read Hebrews,
都告诉你，
But they all tell us this.
摩西离开，
The reason that Moses depart,
不是怕死，
It's not because he was afraid of being killed.
不是怕法老杀他。
It's not because afraid that Pharaoh will slaughter him.
是因着信。
It's because of his faith.
他要与世界分离。
He's want to be separated from the world.
如果我们回头想一想，
If we justLook back and think about it.
我们昨天说过，
Because yesterday we said this.
我们的主生下来就是做救主。
Our Lord Jesus was born to be a savior.
被神奇妙的拯救脱离了邪恶君王的迫害。
It was through God's mighty hand delivered from the murdering of an evil king.
正像摩西。
And Moses was likewise.
我们的主
Our Lord Jesus
去了埃及
He went to Egypt
从埃及被神呼召回来
And while from Egypt called by God to return to Israel
离开
He left Egypt
路加福音二章第四十节告诉我
And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and verse 40 tells us,
我们的主
Our Lord Jesus,
渐渐长大
as he grown up,
强壮起来
and he was of strong,
充满智慧
and was filled with wisdom,
又有神的恩在他身上
and God's grace was upon him,
正像摩西
just like Moses, the same way,
我们的主在出来做任何的公开的侍奉之前
And our Lord Jesus before he started any public ministry
有漫长的安静的时间
It was a time of quietness
正像
Moses was like so
我们的主
Our Lord
认同神的百姓
He identified himself with God's people
还要与他们一同受苦
And willing to suffer with them
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司
And so in everything he identified himself with God's people so that he may become the faithful high priestAlso, Moses was also like that.
我们的主在腓立比书二章七节那里描写成为说凡蹈虚己取了奴仆的形象。
And in the book of Philippians 4, it also said our Lord humbled himself, emptied himself to be taken on the form of a servant.
正如摩西取了奴仆的形象。
And Moses also taken the position as a slave.
我们的主到自己的地方来自己的人倒不接纳他
So our Lord came to his own place but his own people does not receive him
正如摩西所经
And Moses also have the same experience
我们的主别人问他说你仗着什么权柄做这些事
And our Lord Jesus was questioned by other people saying what authority have you got to do these things
正如
And old Moses also was like that.
我们的主在旷野四十天受试探。
Our Lord Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights.
摩西与以色列的百姓在旷野四十年受试探。
And Moses, with God's people, was tested and trialed in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们的主到了山上给了登山宝训的律法。
And our Lord Jesus went into the mountain and gave the Beatitudes.
摩西被带到西乃山给了百姓律法。
And Moses was taken to Mount Sinai and given the laws to the people.
摩西被自己的人弃绝了。
And Moses was forsaken by his own people.
娶了米甸人做妻子。
And he went to take in a Midianite as for his wife.
一个外邦
A Gentile.
我们的主耶稣
Our Lord Jesus.
被犹太人弃绝
He was forsaken and rejected by the Jews.
就娶了外邦的妻子就是今天的教
And he also taken the Gentile to be his wife, which is the church.
当然
Of course,
摩西不能跟主相比。
We cannot compare Moses to the Lord Jesus.
我们的主不但没有犯过罪
Because our Lord Jesus have never committed sin.
我们的主不知道罪
But our Lord Jesus does not know sin.
我们的主不但是人
Our Lord Jesus not only is a man.
我们的主是 divine God.
But he also is divine God.
他是神 的本体。
Or he was God's own nature.
当我们看到摩西有一些失败的时候
，When we see there were failures in Moses' life，
我们不需要惊讶。
There's nothing to surprise us.
但是我们有确切的把握。
But we have such a sure assurance.
我们的主永远不会失败。
Our Lord Jesus, he will never fail.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Because our high priest is not that he cannot understand our weakness.
他也曾凡事受过试探。
But he was tempted in every way like we are. Like us.
只是他没有犯。
But he did not sin.
当我们读这段经文的时候。
So when you read this Bible passage.
如果圣灵开我们的眼睛。
If the Holy Spirit opened our eyes of understanding.
我们在这里边看到我们基督的多方的美丽。
We can see the multiple, manifold, manifold beauties of the Lord Jesus.
我们的心就被他吸引。
Our heart is drawn out to him.
当我们的心被他吸引的时候。
And when our heart are drawn to Jesus,
我们的生命就会改变。
Then our life will be transformed.
我们就可以荣上加荣的变成主的。
And glory upon glory will be transformed to be like our Lord Jesus.
我们要千感谢，万感谢我们这一位荣耀的主。
Thousands of thanks upon thousands of thanks we give to our Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we beg you once again.
用这些
Please use these words.
帮助你的百姓
Help your own people.
恩待你的百姓
Be gracious to
you. 让我们一同被你改变
So that together we may be transformed.
我们可以彰显你的
That we may manifest your glory.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.